A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line for Problems here. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on the programme.
And a very good morning to you, Gerry.
Yeah, Tony, thanks for getting in touch. If you have any views, comments, get in touch with us now. Get your queries in for Tony. Tony, we got a letter in from a listener based on a comment we dealt with last week. We were talking about the person who was, over the previous few years, had come to dislike themselves. Everyone I know thinks I'm a happy person, happy-go-lucky person. The problem is my partner, my family adores him, and he knows this. He says I'm paranoid. The truth is, as long as I agree to everything he says and decides, I don't voice my opinion or express my feelings, then all is perfect. My children seem happier around him than me. Now, this person got in touch in relation to the dilemma and says, look, I don't think Tony's approach here in this one is right. The whole world and his kids might think this man is the best man in the world, but behind closed doors, he could be emotionally abusing her. Suggesting that she might be depressed may not be helpful to someone who's already in a worried state of mind. We've seen this time and again, and I think this woman knows what he's doing. That's why she made those comments about him. I think problems like these should not be addressed over the radio. Can be severely damaging to personal mental health. I feel like she was looking for a validation on a very serious in-house problem. I'm concerned the suggestion that's due to her being depressed could make the problem even bigger. So I suppose, Tony, the first thing I will say about that is that we're always advising, and I think you said, look, you need, this person needs to get professional assistance if they're feeling this way to figure out what is going on. Notwithstanding that, what's your response?
Yeah, I think it's down to one thing, points of view. And in situations like that, we get, whatever, a couple of dozen words to explain a situation. And if you took them literally, you could say, oh, lock that fella up or lock her up, she's a nutter or whatever. If you took a quick look at it and made a decision on it. But what you have to do on radio, as you well know, Gerry, you're very good at it, is find a middle road and try and analyse what are the points of view that are being thrown out about a particular situation. And in this situation, I think it's very much that. And what I was trying to do was pick through the few words that are in the presentation. It's a very few words indeed. And there are certain points which I was looking at there where, you know, the family seemed to like the husband more, and the children seemed to be like the husband more. And, you know, that might point to, you know, that he's okay. And the other side of it then is, well, of course, my mother, God rest her soul, she's long dead. She suffered very deep depression at one stage, and she became paranoid, as it was diagnosed as paranoidal schizophrenia, where she began to think people were talking about her and all the neighbours were talking about her and this sort of stuff. And so in one way, I'm coming from that sort of, as it were, upbringing and points of view. So I immediately looked at the letter, and of course I thought, yeah, this could be the case. But I hope I said enough to indicate that, you know, in a case like that, you have to get not one but several points of view on the situation from experts. Mm. And I am not trying to be an expert. I have 50 years of experience in various medicines and stuff like that, but it's not enough to take, you know, a handful of words and diagnose it and make a decision about it. So that's what I was trying to do, is point around.
And that line at the start, about I suppose self-image and the issue of what's the word I'm looking for here, in terms of the person's own value of their own self-worth, which may indicate entering the area of depression, I've come to dislike myself. That's one of the indicators that, well, look, why is that the case? And then the focus on the partner may be a separate thing. And we're not saying, look, this partner could be a street angel and a house devil. We have instances of that. But you have to take in the context of that, I've come to dislike myself, as addressing that as well and getting professional help to address that, that it could be depression.
They're the pointers. They're some of the pointers. You picked them perfectly there. They're the pointers that sort of got me thinking this is more than just a simple, you know, domestic sort of situation. There could be some sort of depression or whatever going on there, you know.
So and the two things could be true, Tony. They could be a situation of suffering a level of depression or being under pressure. And it could be because, and it needs to be aware, there is coercive control. It's better understood now, and that can happen. I'm not saying it's happening in this situation, but you need to be aware of that as well.
Oh, there is, of course, absolutely. And the good thing about it is it's beginning to be talked about. I mean, I think that's the value of this program, is you talk about things that are not normally talked about. And people begin to, you know, take a broader view and understand a little more what's happening then.
Okay, very good. Tony, we're going to get on to a query that's come into us. And again, get your queries and questions in for Tony. A friend's relationship recently broke up, and since then he's been diagnosed with depression and anxiety. But by my thinking, I believe he's been depressed for a much longer time. Now he's seeking my company a great deal more and has become obviously emotionally needy. I hate saying this, but his problems are beginning to affect my family life. At times I feel I'm drained by the situation. I'm not sure how I deal with it.
Well, I kind of, that ties into what we were just talking about. There's a situation going on here, and if this guy started being a psychiatrist, or if he was even trained in psychiatry or psychology, he shouldn't take on a situation like that, especially when it affects his family. You know, this guy is probably calling in and feeling very low and going on and on about it. And that will impinge on a family. I think he has to just, you know, start distancing himself gently. But, you know, the guy calls, he's not available, he's just going out, and he might have to get into the car and drive into town or whatever for a few minutes. But he has to begin to distance himself from what's happening and make himself less available, because even if he is a trained psychologist, he shouldn't take on a situation like that in the home. And even, you know, if you are working in psychology, you do try to keep people at a certain position. You can't let them come right into your life, because psychology and the way we think, the human being, is a very complex creature. And if we allow ourselves to be flooded, as it were, with certain ideas and stuff like that, it can impinge on us. So he needs to make that sort of distance between him and this fella. Now, it sounds very cruel, but if it's done gently and done with feeling, it will help the situation. He should also maybe, you know, suggest every now and again to him that he seek more or different types of help, because if he's that depressed and he's not improving, there may be room for improvement by going to a different practitioner or whatever. And
we're going to talk a bit more about this one and get to other queries as well, so stay with us. If you have a view, if you have a question for Tony or an opinion, get in touch with us on the program this morning. We'll have more from A Problem Shared after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony, we're talking to a query there about the person whose relationship broke up. They've been diagnosed with depression and anxiety, but leaning very heavily on the friend, and it's beginning to affect their family life. When it comes to, you were saying about what the person needs to do is to try and extricate themselves, but would the important thing be that they can't just cut things off straight away and encourage
very dangerous and very unkind anyway to do that. But gently, you know, you see him coming, you know when he's coming or whatever. You're literally going out the door with the car key in your hand and or whatever. You know, make some viable excuse and, you know, excuse yourself and try and build that up over time. That's one. The other one, of course, is keep advising him and say, well, you know, are you getting the right treatment? Have you tried someone else? Have the, you know, there are various therapies. You should ask around, and that sort of advice to him. And over time, you'll be able to get it to a point where it's not overloading you. That's what the problem is here. You're being overloaded and your family by this very, very needy individual.
Yeah, and if you don't do something about it, the situation will get worse, and that won't be good for the friend either, because you're more likely to have a sudden stop.
Yeah, it's not good for him. He evidently needs help, and the sooner he gets professional help at the right level, the better.
Yeah, okay. Another listener gets in touch with us this morning with an observation, Tony. Listening to your show, you've got to ask where this woman's depression has stemmed from. If you're belittled enough and undermined, you eventually start to believe it. I really feel for the woman in this situation. I believe what she's saying. He sounds to be controlling anybody, but that's what I'm hearing here. It's extremely tough when her family like him. It's making her feel even more isolated. These kinds of people are very good at only showing their good side when they have to. So everyone thinks this woman is making it up. I understand where she's coming from. It's more support she needs. Someone to listen to, believe her story. My heart goes out to her. Men as well as women can be very manipulative. It's a reflection of who they are and not you. But it takes time to actually realise that. And that goes back into the scenario, if it is, Tony, of coercive control.
Yeah, that's a very balanced point of view, really. It's quite balanced. And it's very true, yeah. I mean, women can be just as controlling as men. And, you know, in a situation like that, it's that first letter, the one that came in the post to us, that's said it all, really. You must not take a quick point of view. You have to stand back from a situation and look at it a little more carefully. But yeah, I accept all of what's been said there.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Okay, keep your views, comments coming into us on the programme on 0667 123 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. Tony, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us in the programme again this week for A Problem Shared.
Take care, bye.
That's Tony McGinley with us on the programme. If you have a view on what he had to say, if you have any queries that you want to get into him in time for next Wednesday, then get them into us now. If you have a more detailed one, you can WhatsApp it into us. As I said, you can send us a voice note. You can also email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.